population makeup of a county like Leitrim has always been town, village, and one-off rural housing. And I'm going to say there has to be one-off rural housing in the rural areas for survival. And I think that it would be desperate if people latched onto this as a way to beat the people from building their homes in rural Leitrim. I don't think that can happen or can be allowed to happen. Like, you know, in my own case, I don't want to see a flood of houses built in the rural areas. But you need a certain amount of rural houses in rural Leitrim for survival, for school survival, population survival. So that has to be in the equation, that you have to be allowed to build one-off rural housing. There are other options as well. You know, there are service sites for couples that want to build their home that the council could have service sites. And indeed, the refurbishment of the old buildings as well, which is great. But the one-off housing has always been part of the solution of stabilisation of population in the rural areas, David, and it has to be kept that way.
And do you think that criticism is just a bit unfair, because there's a lot of people, particularly in, I guess, in the Northwest, that don't necessarily have the luxury of being part of these big sprawling cities and access to all these infrastructures, that the idea of one-off rural housing is kind of essential to the culture that's out here? And I guess, as well, I suppose it is highlighted within the programme for the new government that they are going to continue to support one-off rural housing. So people, I suppose, need to know that there is support there, but you're just trying to highlight how important it is to this region.
Well, David, you know, there is a culture out there, and there's no doubt about that. And I think it's a growing culture that certain individuals don't want to see people living in the rural areas. And we know that the rural areas won't survive without people. And they protect the area that they live in as well. So I think that the storm has been bad, surely. But I don't think that storm can have... you know, that people can use that storm to keep people from living in rural areas, because it would be a disaster for our areas, our schools and our shops and our communities in general. If you haven't people living in a rural area, then it won't survive, and it would be a total disaster for the rural areas. And I'm hoping that this government will look favourably towards the one-off rural housing and help to stabilise the population in the rural areas. I remember years ago, that's a long time ago, a John Healy wrote a book. He was from Mayo. He was a journalist, and he wrote a book. And I remember reading on the front cover, "No one shall to stop." And he had a big focus in that statement on depopulation. And that's a long time ago since John Healy wrote that book, but it's relevant today.